With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Atlantic has released the entire signal chat among Trump's senior national security officials.
The published signal chat shows that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth provided the exact times of warplane launches, strike packages, and targets hours before the attack. The disclosure comes after the Trump administration insisted that war plans were not revealed in the messaging app. President Trump dismissed the episode as a harmless glitch and joined other senior officials in trying to discredit the journalist who was mistakenly included in the National Security Chat Group. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Palestinians held a rare anti-Hamas protest in Gaza.
The event in the heavily destroyed northern town of Beit Lahia is a rare show of public anger against the militant group, which has long repressed dissent and still rules the territory 17 months into the war with Israel. The videos, which appear to be authentic, showed hundreds of people taking part in the anti-war protest on Tuesday. People held signs saying, "Stop the war, we refuse to die, and the blood of our children is not cheap." Some could be heard chanting, "Hamas out." Other videos appeared to show Hamas supporters dispersing the crowds. I'm Charles Dillardesma.
Dollar Tree is selling Family Dollar to a pair of private equity firms.
Dollar Tree began as a dollar store, but now sells most items for $1.25 and has been adding inventory that costs a bit more as well.
That is Julie Walker reporting. Big changes on the way for a Japanese car maker. Nissan says it's changing its corporate culture, speeding up the process by which it adjusts to market demands. It took the wraps off a bold array of new and refreshed models on Tuesday, as well as next-generation technology set to debut in the U.S. and Canada over the next 2 years. This is SRN News. House Republicans have introduced new pro-life legislation in Congress.
It's called the Let Pregnancy Centers Serve Act of 2025, and it's co-sponsored by several GOP lawmakers. The bill would, quote, prohibit federal, state, and local governments from discriminating against pregnancy care centers because of their life-affirming mission. The National Right to Life Committee welcomed the legislation, saying it will, quote, provide relief for the country's nearly 3,000 pregnancy centers that support women and their children. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Unification Church in Japan was ordered dissolved by a court there following a request by the Education Ministry. The government cited manipulative fundraising and recruitment tactics that hurt followers and their families. The church called the court order regrettable and unjust. It also said it was considering an appeal of the revocation order, which would take away its tax-exempt privilege. This is SRN News. Thieves made off with 8 Corvettes from the Kentucky plant where they're made, but Keith Peters reports they didn't get far.
The cars were stolen from the GM Bowling Green Assembly Plant, the home of the Corvette since the early 1980s. Police say the cars were valued at $1.2 million. Police say thieves cut a fence at the plant to get the cars out. Police found the Corvettes at different locations around town after determining they had been stolen. Officers arrested one man who they said was trying to load 3 of the 2025 Corvettes on a transporter truck bound for Michigan. Keith Peters, Washington.
TV doctor Mehmet Oz is one step closer to taking over the helm at the government agency that oversees Medicare and Medicaid. The Senate Finance Committee has advanced Oz's nomination to head the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS. The vote was 14 to 13, right along party lines. More details at SRNnews.com.